Hi, this is a dictation for new patient, Sheikh Ali. Sheikh Ali. Ali is the last name. Sheikh Ali, date of birth is 1889, date of accident 1/23/2023, date of service is 8/30/2023. Mr. Sheikh Ali has been referred by his therapist for an evaluation for new patient visit today. The chief complaint is patient says that he has got severe pain on the right side everywhere, especially the neck, the right shoulder, right mid back, upper back, right side of the lower back and across, as well as shooting pain to the right arm involving all the fingers posteriorly and laterally. 1 to 5 fingers are numb and tingling, and the pain is shooting down from lower back to both legs posteriorly and going to the legs and involving all the toes. The pains are severe and constant. Even right hip is quite painful, and some radiation of pain is noted in the left arm also, but not involving any finger or thumb. All of these pains are severe and constant. Patient reports for the right hand he drops phone and it is shaking and he cannot type, and he has a weakness of the right arm. The patient reports that due to the accident on 1/23/2023, all of these symptoms appeared. Before that, he was completely normal. There are no other accidents to report in addition. The history of the accident, patient reports he was involved in an automobile accident as follows. On 1/23/2023, between 7 8 p.m., he was traveling as a restaurant driver alone in a Toyota Camry on 13 Mile and Mound Road in Warren. The patient reports that the accident happened as follows. He was stopped on a red light on Mound at 13 Mile, and he was rear-ended by another car, which is SUV, and at 55 miles or more. The patient reports he was restrained. Airbags did not deploy. There was no loss of consciousness. It was not a hit-and-run accident. Police arrived at the scene. Ambulance did not arrive at the scene. And patient went to ER, Beaumont Hospital in Troy, and he was there for 10 hours where X-ray CT scans were done. And then he was released. Thereafter, he saw Dr. Pete Zarda twice a month, who is a family physician, pain medicine, but his office is very far. No injections have been provided. He has seen chiropractic and the physical therapy 2 times per week. Almost 30 to 40 visits have been done, and massage has been done, but no epidural injection, no acupuncture or any other treatment has been given. He has not seen a surgeon either. He reports that was discharged by the hospital after X-ray CT scan was found to be normal. In the damaged patient report, the rear bumper is a damaged car is drivable, not total. The rear windshield was okay. In the injuries patient report, that seat belt is not working, the steering wheel, the console, the dashboard were okay, not damaged. And in the injuries patient report, he hit his head to the steering wheel, and then he hit his head to the headrest, leading to neck whiplash. He reports for chest pain due to the hitting into the steering wheel and some pain in the chest, but no pain in pelvic and abdomen is reported. Left ankle and the foot injured to the foot pedal of the brake. In the history of presenting illness, patient reports severe headaches, which are usually 5 and 6, constant, moderate, they're occupying front and the back. And they are sensitive to noise but not sensitive to the light. Associated factors for headaches, patient reports of nausea and vomiting. along with the headaches. When the headaches are worsen, he reports the headaches are actually worsening, but there is no associated seizure and aura. Symptoms of TBI that are reported are ringing in the ear, buzzing, and difficulty in hearing from the left ear. And patient has loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, forgetfulness and nausea, loss of memory. However, he denies any seizures, dizziness, vertigo, disorientation, confusion, lack of focus, lack of concentration. Patient further denies any incontinence of the urine bowel or vision problem. He denies any blurred vision, spots in the vision, loss of vision field. He denies any erectile dysfunctions, and he denies any loss of taste or smell or anything to do with the seventh nerve. But there is no facial palsy or sensation problem from fifth nerve on questioning. Regarding the pain, patient is suffering from pain in the neck, which is 7 to 8, occupying the middle of the neck. And then there is a pain in the right shoulder, left shoulder area, trapezius area, upper back, middle back, lower back, to the tune of 8. And there is a shooting pain to the right arm posteriorly in C5, 6, 7 nerve distribution, occupying all the 5 fingers. There is also a radiation of pain into the left arm on the lateral part of it, but not affecting the fingers or hand or wrist. And there is a shooting pain as numbness and tingling off and on into the posterior part, in affecting both the buttocks and both legs, all the way involving all the toes, including feet. These pains are reported constant, continuous, and are described as hot burning and heavy. They are 6 to 7 to 8 on an intensity level, on a scale of 1 to 10. ADLs are affected 6. Modified factor for the pain is worsened by sitting, standing, driving, and improved by medications only. So far, patient reports of having x-rays and CT scan at the Royal Oak Beaumont Hospital. Additionally, patient report that there is an associated muscle weakness, a motor weakness of the right hand, and he drops phones and dinner plates, cannot type. There is no bladder bowel incontinence, but patient has numbness, tingling, pins and needle of both legs and the both arms, as described above. System review is positive in the area of thyroid disease. He has got thyroid disease, but not taking any pills. In neurological, patient reports back and neck pain or injury, and none other. Past surgical history is none. Allergies to Motrin. Family history, patient is, mother is alive, suffers from hypertension and bypass surgery. Father is deceased due to 2014 stroke. He has 5 brothers, 2 sisters, no medical problems. Relationship status, patient is married with 2 children, 8 and 3-year-old. The patient is employed full-time with the real estate. He works on real estate and he doesn't require lifting. He is able to work even now after the accident. Disability, none. Legal history, patient does not have any attorney assigned. And to this case, personal history, patient does not drink, does smoke, does not use recreational drugs. In the ADLs, patient reports that is his vacuuming is affected 6. None of the ADLs are affected more than 5. Physical examination reveals the following. The blood pressure is 216/105, pulse is 73, pulse ox is 100, height is 5'6", weight is 165. 44-year-old Bengali male of a good build, nutrition alert, oriented, cooperative and conscious, with no sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, cholinergia. Hydration is good and the patient is not obese, and he appears to be slightly anxious, but not fatigued or in acute distress or shortness of breath or severe pain. There's none of them, and no lethargy is noticed. And his good attitude, demeanor, dress and hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk reasonably well. without any adapted devices. The rest of the exam is from the template, including neurological and musculature examination that are normal. Musculoskeletal examination is as follows: inspection palpation from the template, spine tenderness, please notice that the level of L5 and S1 and both sacroiliac joint. And paravertebral muscle spasm is noticed in the area of L1 to L5 bilaterally. No tenderness is noticed. Range of motion of the cervical spine is forward flexion is 35. Extension is 45. Bilateral side flexion is 25. Bilateral rotation is 40. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 50. Extension is 15. Bilateral side flexion is 20. And bilateral rotation is 20. In the maneuvers to identify and reduce the pain in the cervical spine, Hoffman sign is negative. Sperling sign was positive. Lerman test was positive. And distraction test was negative. Sotohar test was negative. Thoracic spine, Roos test, lump test is negative. Lumbar spine, Budzinski-Kernick test was negative. Straight leg raising test was positive at 40 degrees. And contralateral leg raise test is positive. The Breger test was negative. Kemp test was positive. And Babinski test was negative. Sacroiliac joint, bilateral SI joint are positive. And there is a Faber test. Gonsalon test are positive bilaterally. But the knee compression, distraction test, and standing flexion test are negative. Extremities examination. except for the right upper extremities, all the other joints, including left upper extremities, left lower extremity, and right lower extremities are completely normal. Please use the template to type them. The examination of the right shoulder and right wrist and hand is as follows. The motor power in general is 4/5, and on inspection, the shoulder appears completely normal with range of motion of 160 degrees, and pain level is around 5 to 6. Special tests were found negative for Hawking-Kennedy test and knee test, speed test. And empty beer can test is negative. Speed test, knee test is negative. Anterior posterior apprehension test is positive. And the examination of the hand and wrist, the carpal compression test were positive for Tinel sign, Phelan sign. And peripheral pulses are normal, sensation reflexes are normal, grip was slightly poor, and motor power is 4/5. Diagnosis. In general, 110, V89.2X60, G79.891, in CNS R51, R42, F41.1, S09.90XA, nerves M79.2, muscles M79.1, ligaments M54.0, right shoulder M25.511. Cervical spine M54.2, 50.20, 54.12, 53.82, S13.4XXA. Thoracic spine M54.09, 54.6, 51.24, and S23.3XXA. Lumbar spine M54.5, 51.27, 54.16, M54.42 F33.5XXA. Said secretary list signed bilateral M46.1 S33.5XXA M54.17. The plan of care for Sheikh Ali is from the template, and the treatment plan is as follows. Physical therapy is ordered for cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine, including both sacroiliac joints and shoulder, possibly. Two times a week. Patient already has significant amount of therapy. 40 visits have been done. And he has been advised about the role of therapy and limitation of therapy, as much as role of acupuncture, laser treatment, yoga, meditation, exercise at home, home exercises, as well as the role of injection treatment as well as surgery. The patient is not interested in any injection treatment or surgical treatment consultation. He has signed an affidavit for release. Disability is ordered, work restriction 7 hours, 5 days with no lifting. No other restriction is ordered. Medications, the patient is provided following medication, Mopic 7.5 milligram twice a day for the anti-inflammatory, Flexeril 10, 7.5 milligram twice a day for muscle relaxation. And the Prelis has been provided with SFX 20 milligram twice a day for stomach protection. Tylenol codeine number 3, 1 or 2 every 6 hour PRN, 30 tablets for pain relief. Wellbutrin XR 150 milligram daily for anxiety, depression, and panic relief. Gabapentin 600 milligram twice a day for headache and neuropathy relief. Furoscid 1 or 2 every 6 hour PRN for headache relief, lidocaine ointment for topical pain relief. Home non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referral to psychiatry, yes, to relieve of pain and the muscle relaxation and pain relief, sleep issues, anxiety and panic. Strike the muscle relaxation. Fitness club, yes. Review of the available hour, MRI, other imaging record, none are available. Interventional pain procedures, patient declines to do any pain procedure today and next and future. Surgical option, patient declines to have any surgical consultation. Neuropsych evaluation is not warranted. His headaches are not worsening, I think, and ringing in the ear, loss of balance, are in control. Patient was injured 6 months ago. I would like to find out the records to find out if we need further neuropsych help. Attentive care and caseworker is not warranted. Past medical records are being ordered release. Investigations. Patient is being ordered an MRI for the complete spine to identify the pathology so that if a unique treatment plan can be considered for him. DMEs. The patient already has all the DMEs, which include the neck brace and back brace, tense units. Education is yes. Follow-up visit in 10 days. Direct contact, yes. Thank you.